Or here's a triple star idea how to get your affiliates to mail more than one time. It's real easy. You simply incentivize them to do it. So for example, in my launch that I'm doing right now, I said, hey, 40% if you mail from 1 to 3 times. If you mail 4 times or more, I'm going to give you 50%.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an extra, good. Yeah, that's an extra $200 per sale. Well, who doesn't want an extra $200 a sale?
Right.
So they're all going to mail 4 times. And when I did that in the last launch that I ran, the Arbitrage Conspiracy launch, it was amazing how many big guys, like these big guru guys, like Anthony, I mailed my 4 times. Can I have my 50%? I mean, they literally came to me and said, make sure I get it. You know, they didn't forget about it, so they were, they kept track of that they had done everything I asked them to do. I actually asked them to do something else instead of asking them to throw in a bonus. So they're like, I did the bonus, I nailed my 4 times, can I get my 50%? And it was really funny because I had all these big guys coming into me and like, yeah, you're good, don't worry about it, I've already got you.
So that's brilliant, because that extra 10% for you as the marketer, I mean, is giving that out to your affiliates, I'm going to give you an extra 10% if you promote more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Is worth like is
so much more than
just giving up that extra. Even if you were 50%, and you say I'll give you an extra 10%, that extra 10%, a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm losing, you know, so much money.
That's right.
You're actually making so much more money by doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, awesome. The way that I actually positioned this one was like, hey, I'm going to pay you 50% commission. My current product is $2,000. It's a Forex product. And I said I'm going to pay you $1,000, but you just need to mail 4 times. So I put that almost in the background. In other words, I didn't say, oh, I'm going to pay you 40%, but if you mail 4 times, I'm going to bump it to 50. I did it the other way around. You get 50, but you miss out if you don't mail 4 times. So
right. So
you're gonna want to do this. Basically, it's like, hey, everyone's getting 50%. You just mail 4 times. So anyway, you know what I mean? Kind of like throw that in so that, you know, they're all going to want to do it.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other thing you can do, another version of that, depending on maybe you don't have 4, I have 9 emails in my current launch. It's kind of a long, stretched-out launch. But if you don't have as many, and getting them to mail 4 times or 3 times or 2 times isn't as important as, say, getting them to hit that first email, you can do that too. You can just say, hey, you're going to get this, but you just need to mail on this date that first email. You need to mail that first email. Because maybe that's your only opt-in, so you don't care how many more times they mail again. Maybe that could be the one that you want to get out. So it's just another idea. You know, it's going to be 10%. It's whatever you want to make it, but another way of going is make sure that if that first email is important, incentivize them for that first email. Or maybe it's the launch email. If that launch email is important, incentivize them for the launch email. Maybe you can do something like, hey, 5% of the mail on the first day and 5% of the mail on the launch email. You can just do whatever you want to do. You know, give them a reason to do it. But as far as staying on top of it, it's challenging. I can tell you that there's not a single launch or product that I've ever put out with this style of marketing that I wasn't going crazy throughout that process. You're never relaxed when you do this. It's not like, la la la. No. It's like, what about this? And what about that? I'm on the phone list, and this didn't happen in time. And where's this? And where's that? That's what it's like. It's chaotic. Behind the scenes, it's always chaos. In the front, it's usually not, because no one can see that chaos. It looks like everything's going smoothly. It never goes smoothly. I've never had one launch that went smoothly. But I probably wouldn't want to. If it went smoothly, it would probably suck. Like, if it's not chaotic, you're still doing something wrong.
Yeah. It's fun too, even though it's chaotic. It's still a lot of fun.
It is fun because there's nothing like that opening moment when you've created so much frenzy and buzz, and it's available at whatever 9 o'clock Pacific or noon Eastern, whatever time you make it, and you're looking in your stat center, and all of a sudden you're seeing like literally hundreds of sales come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done launches where we did $2 million in the first hour. And just continue. And I mean, that's high, but I mean, don't even worry about a massive number like that. That sounds like it's pie in the sky. So what? You can do a launch where you see $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in the first hour. It's still a ton of money, and anyone can do that. Anyone listening to what we're talking about, discussing here today, what I'm telling you guys about my experiences. Anybody, even without a product, can pull off a launch that'll do $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, no problem. It's not hard to do. It's not something that requires any, you know, technical skills, because I have none. So I can tell you right now, if I've done this with no technical skills, anyone could do this.